Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian. Fewer people are seeking treatment at fever clinics since the peak of coronavirus infections on December 23rd, according to the National Health Commission. Hospitals have been reporting a decline in emergency patients since the beginning of this month. Here in Shanghai, hospitals have mostly weathered the storm. Sun Wenjing has more.
At 2 o'clock this afternoon, there were still some empty seats in the emergency department of Minhang District Central Hospital. Most patients were seniors.
I saw the doctor after waiting about half an hour. It was totally acceptable.
There are 11 consulting rooms in the emergency department. The hospital said they only need to open 4 consulting rooms now, since patient numbers have dropped from last week.
Most patients here are seniors, and many of them had pneumonia. 183 patients have come so far today. In December, it was nearly 1,000 by this time of the day.
Patients can quickly get tests like a CT scan and electrocardiogram. The hospital's infusion area hasn't been as busy either.
I waited less than 20 minutes. The number of people here has dropped noticeably.
There were 800 patients getting IVs each day during the peak period. It has been dropping gradually, and now it's down to about 460.
Although the situation has stabilized, the hospital has emergency plans in place for the cold front and spring festival holiday.
With the cold weather, there have been about 450 people every day in the emergency department. We have opened more consulting rooms to ensure residents have a safe new year.
According to the Shanghai Medical Emergency Center, daily calls for ambulances have decreased 50% compared to the peak period. About 98% of callers can speak to someone within 10 seconds instead of being placed on hold.
As the temperature dropped below zero yesterday, staff at a homeless shelter checked on people living on the streets and offered help. Also, wholesale markets have sufficient stocks of food. Zhang Hong tells us more.
At 8 p.m. yesterday, staff members from Yangpu Homeless Shelter were checking whether people were staying under the Xiangying Road tunnel bridge. They were relieved after finding no one there.
We patrol the area every day. Homeless people often stay here for a night. With the spring festival so close, they might have gone home. It's a relief to see no one here.
One homeless man agreed to go to the shelter with them.
They invited me to the shelter several times. I appreciate it.
If a person declines to go to the shelter with them, they offer free food, clothes, and quilts. They've been patrolling more frequently these days.
We spare no efforts to take care of folks living on the streets, while fully respecting their decisions. We want to make sure that everyone has a good time during the holiday.
Also, wholesale markets have been preparing for increased demand for vegetables, fruit, and meat during the holiday. Xijiao International Agricultural Products Trade Center and Jiangqiao Market, two of the largest markets in the city, sold 4,500 tons of food per day of late, double the usual amount.
Almost one-third of our clients will stay in Shanghai for the spring festival. We have asked what they need to see whether we have it. If we lack specific vegetables, we'll contact the farms.
Pork sales have also increased. Between 7,600 and 9,000 pigs are being sold per day at Xijiao International Agricultural Products Trade Center. Pork prices have increased slightly, reaching about 20 yuan per kilogram. Also, 1,500 tons of fruit are being sold every day, with demand highest for oranges and cherries.
The final of the 6th China-Israel Innovation and Entrepreneurship Contest was held in Putuo District this afternoon. 13 companies qualify for the final, which is designed to select the most suitable technologies from Israel for the Chinese market. The contest was held at the China-Israel Innovation Hub in Taupo Smart City. Representatives of Israel companies pitched their projects both in person and via live streams. Organizers invited domestic businesses, including big names like Fosun Pharma and autonomous driving technology company Mobileye, to watch as they may seek potential partnerships with Israeli companies. The China-Israel Innovation Hub is now home to around 100 Israel-based companies, including some in the smart manufacturing and healthcare sectors. Last year marked the 30th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. And China has become Israel's largest trading partner in Asia and third largest in the world.